Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. As the great Russian writer and National Alliance member, Wolf Stoner, recently implied, I pretty much have to be dragged kicking and screaming to talk about electoral politics. And when I do talk about it, as I am going to do today, I'm pretty scathing to all sides, as they absolutely and totally deserve. Well, it's just about election day, so let's talk about it. Talk about preserving our democracy. There are so many levels of deception, self-deception, and fraud in the democracy space. Democracy is very nearly a religion, and like most religions, it is completely nutty. Saying, I want to preserve democracy, is the same as saying, I want to hold on to the illusions that enslave me. Just look at the border issue. The browning of America is the issue of all issues for my country, and the entirety of European civilization, for that matter. It is an invasion. It is a takeover. It is an existential threat. There could not possibly be a greater threat than genetic contamination, which would make us cease to be ourselves as the generations pass. And a very substantial percentage of even low information white Americans, may the gods bless them, has a sense that this is happening and don't like it. You'd be amazed at the positive reactions I get in the grocery store checkout line and the barber shop when I simply say, there's a war on white people, or it's practically illegal to be white these days. I even get some good results when I say, so many problems we have today come down to the fact that the white people didn't have enough babies. It's these kind of good folks whose instincts haven't been totally ruined by their false education and false religion who make up the majority of Trump voters. They also make up the majority of Americans who, in poll after poll, survey after survey, year after year, decade after decade, have said that they do not want open borders and do not want demographic change in this country. They've been feeling that way since at least 1965, when the Jews and their collaborators had to lie and scream loudly that that year's Open Borders Immigration Act would not change the demographic makeup of the United States. Truth be told, Americans have felt that way since long before that, since the founding of this country, and they still have the same sound instinct today. And in a democracy, the majority is supposed to get its way, right? Not in this democracy, apparently, since shortly after we stupidly facilitated our own defeat in World War II, the white majority has had no say whatever on that issue of all issues. Some democracy. And what about the issue that the talking heads tell us is the most important in this election? The economy. Everyone who hasn't already made his pile, like a congressman doing insider trading, is naturally very, very concerned with the endless stratospheric rise in prices, which is really, of course, just the plummeting of the dollar as our currency is debased. Did anyone ever vote for currency debasement? Was the quote-unquote right of the bankers to endlessly create more and more money, which is the root cause of this plague of rising prices, ever even put on the ballot for us to vote on? When the Jews made things even worse for us and better for them by mandating that the government would no longer issue its own money and would instead always borrow newly created money from the bankers instead and pay them interest forever, was this ever put up to a vote? Did any of the system parties ever make establishing or escaping from such interest slavery an issue in their party platform or campaigns? Never, never, never. Were the American people ever even informed of this policy change, which has now enslaved and impoverished generations upon generations? Of course not. Would they have supported it if it had been properly explained to them? Of course not. Are the people who have found out about this greatest fraud of all time in favor of it continuing for even 1 minute more? Of course not. But continue it does for well over a century now. And it will never come up for a vote, I assure you. Some democracy. What about the issue that a few microseconds ago didn't even exist, of children and teens subjected to Jewish persuasion at school, in books, in films, in the press, from so-called counselors, and from every screen they stare at, deciding to cut off their genitals and make themselves sterile forever, in a tragic and impossible attempt to change their sex? Did anyone ever vote for this? Of course not. Does the party that is the supposed opposition to this suicidal madness and abuse organize to ban it nationwide, as a large majority would doubtless support doing? Of course not. Will the party that is the supposed opposition to this suicidal madness and abuse eventually decide to give up and accept it, as they have every other sexual perversion that has been incrementally imposed on us by the Jewish power structure since the fall of the old America in 1945? Of course they will. And has this, or any of those other incremental perversions, all designed to prevent the birth of white children, ever been on the ballot in any significant way? Of course not. All were imposed from above, meaning by Jews, just like everything else we're talking about here. None of us were given any choice in the matter whatsoever by the system. Some democracy. We all know that mongrel Kay Mala, Spanish for so bad, who slept her way, wretch, to the top, who's married to a Jew, and who obviously hates traditional white America with every fiber of her being, exemplifies the system that is killing us, and would enthusiastically accelerate the ongoing genocide of our people in any way, even the most gruesome, suggested by her Jewish handlers. I don't think she could advance the agenda much on her own, since I have serious doubts that she could manage a Motel 6 without daily disasters, running off with the till, or whoring herself out to the customer with the most expensive car. And do you seriously think that Donald J. Trump, who marries his children off to Jews, who made his fortune by making deals with Jews in New York City, who promises to eliminate anti-Semites, that's you and me and all real patriots, Charlie, when he becomes president, is going to dismantle or even slightly buck this massive system of fraud and theft and lies and genocide that the Uber parasites and their functionaries please to call democracy? Is Donald J. Trump really a threat to that kind of democracy, as the New York Times and the Washington Post wail every day or so? Well, it would mightily please me if he was, and if all his wailing wall pandering and Jew appointing and Jew promising and Jew commuting and Jew pardoning were just an act so he could get in there and start a real purge of America's enemies, close up and personal and very wet, just as they fear. But such a hope is really unreasonable, considering that he had 4 long years to administer the coup de grace to the termites, to say nothing of even slowing down their program of death for whites for more than 3 minutes. And he did, essentially, nothing. Actually, he did less than nothing. He boosted and, as I mentioned, pardoned Jews every chance he got. He pandered to blacks, too. He did exactly nothing to establish white majority survival as a very sane and reasonable goal, which he definitely had a mandate to do. He did exactly nothing to stop the usurers from bleeding us dry. He literally embraced the pervert agenda and paraded around on stage with a pervert flag. I hear that Trump is already having meetings with Miller and Kushner and other Jews about exactly which Jews and collaborators he will name to run the system's all-powerful bureaucracy when elected. Remember what I said at the beginning of this broadcast. Saying, "I want to preserve democracy," is the same as saying, "I want to hold on to the illusions that enslave me." Let's bring the sensible people and the dreamers of great dreams together. And let's preserve our race instead. I'm certain that preserving both is impossible. So the choice is obvious, and it is liberating once you make it. The central illusion is that the system offers us a choice. It doesn't. All its choices are fake. Another illusion is that you can make real substantive changes in the system by voting, changes that the billionaire Jews don't want. You can't. The fact that both parties are controlled by factions of the same Jewish donor class guarantees that. No one is ever even nominated that they haven't extensively vetted and approved. No one. So be like me. Don't waste your time with the national electoral process. We have zero input into it. We have zero control over it. Those who really want to do what is right are absolutely excluded from it. And even if its obvious vote frauds were all magically corrected overnight, the system guarantees that the choices offered to the voters will change nothing of real significance either way, no matter which faction of the uniparty is voted in. Instead, devote your precious life to building something great, something that is totally outside the political sandbox to which our enemies want to restrict us. Something that, by design, they can never control. Something far more promising than that mythical birth in Bethlehem ever was. Something real. Something true. Something that can and will rock the earth to its foundations. Something that will bring a new order, a new morality, and a new vision to all of European man.
Yeah.